Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
A survey is now available at yourbetterkpb.com for residents of the Kenai Peninsula Borough. The survey was initiated by Mayor Peter Machicki to collect valuable information from constituents regarding their experience with borough services. The results of the survey will guide the mayor in approving residents' experience with borough services. A sizable portion of the survey asked residents about their experience with road service provided by the borough. Mayor Peter Machicki.
While I was running for this position as Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor, I heard from a lot of people about road quality. I heard from people about the landfill not being open on Sundays. I just heard various things. And what I promised during the campaign is that we were going to create a survey so that we just don't hear information that we can't pinpoint the location of the problem, understand the depth of the various problems with borough services. And in order for us to move forward to improve those services, we would have to understand on a quality and quantity basis where the problems exist and how we can fix them. So we've created a survey that is out right now at yourbetterkpb.com. So for an example, I'm not approving new road service contracts with our contractors. Remember, we don't own a grader. We pay people to do our roads in the private sector. I'm not approving new contracts until we receive the data so that we can understand which contractors are performing adequately and perhaps some contractors that shouldn't receive a renewal or receive new contracts for road service areas.
Again, the survey is available through a link on our story at RadioKenai.com. The survey is available until May 7th. Kenai Peninsula Animal Lovers Rescue is asking for help as they have reached capacity for the program. Kelly Griebel with KPAL explains the need.
Our number one challenge right now is we need more fosters. We have 47 puppies with 8 more that we have already committed to bringing in next week. They just weren't old enough. We also have about 35 to 40 dogs that are not puppies. They are all with fosters now. Some of our fosters have 2 and 3 dogs, and they're completely maxed. We really, really, really need more fosters. Another thing that is a challenge is, of course, money. We don't have any funding. We're all volunteer, and it's donation. So there have been some very generous people out there who have helped us out, but we really need some more help because our vet bills monthly are between $8,000 and $10,000. That's every month.
Foster homes are needed to help support the program, as currently the program is suspended due to too many dogs in the program. To become a foster, KPAL asks you to visit their website, kpalrescue.org, to register. After receiving calls and Facebook notifications about the Sterling Zip Mart, Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Machicki is taking steps to remove the collapsing building in Sterling. Sterling Zip Mart operated as a fueling station in 1985 and was operated by the current owners, Whittier Properties, from April of 1990 to December of 2000. According to the State of Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, the Zip Mart facility closed for business in 2000, and a subsequent release investigation was performed in 2001. During the investigation, contamination was identified in several soil borings and groundwater monitoring wells. Several of the monitoring wells had up to 13 inches of free product. Based on this investigation and fuel inventory records, it was estimated that 53,000 gallons of fuel released to the environment from breakup in the tank's fill pipe. Whittier Properties investigated the extent of the contamination in 2001. However, the extent was too large and they were unable or unwilling to continue. For further details, visit the story on our website at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.